You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Are you ready to play? Boys against the goal.
Yeah.
With Dom and Jeremy.
Yeah. Well, let's play. Brandon, you know what's at stake here today, right?
Oh, I do. I am here to redeem the boys.
He's come to win.
They're counting on you, and you would have to sing We Are the Champions. You okay doing that?
I think I can muster the courage.
Do you know a lot about girly stuff?
Well, I do routinely kick my wife's butt in the car, playing this game, that is.
Oh, I was going to say, this sounds very abusive.
Violence. So. We were about to call the authorities.
I'm going to hang up on you.
What do you do for a living?
I didn't know you guys were mandatory reporters. I guess I'll be more careful.
Yeah, what do you do for a living?
Jeez.
Right now I am unemployed. I got laid off in May, and I'm still waiting for a new job to start that I accepted an offer on ages ago.
In what field?
Software.
Software. Yeah. You're trying to get back into software?
Yeah. Yeah. Trying to
You should make the switch to hardware.
I know, right? Maybe it'd be harder to get fired.
Boom. Jokes.
But I'm
Well, I was listening to a podcast the other day where they were talking about software, like coding and everything, is one of those jobs that AI is muscling into, and pretty soon, almost all the coding is going to be done by the robots.
Quickly, too.
Yeah, but have you ever seen OpenAI try to do math?
It'll just get better, though, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, you're standing on the shore trying to stop the tidal wave that's coming in by holding your hands up, Brandon.
What did your software do, Brandon, that you were working on?
It's mostly satellite communication stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, AI can do that easy peasy.
Hey, good luck to you today. The boys are counting on you while Evie is representing for the ladies today. Hi, Evie. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
Are you an Evelyn?
Nope, I'm just an Evie.
Just your standard Evie.
Evie.
My bad joke is that my name is not short, but I am.
Hey-o!
Here, I'll give you.
How short are you?
5'1".
Oh, yeah, your pocket
not,
size.
Not crazy short.
Yeah, you're
not Simone Biles short.
I could pick you up.
Yeah,
I can give you a piggyback
ride. Back in the
ride.
Day, maybe.
Oh, a little thick now?
I weigh a few pounds now.
How much do you weigh?
I don't know, 140, 150, somewhere in there. I don't know.
You don't know. Sure,
yeah,
you know.
Like that.
Everybody knows.
I'll just add 20 pounds onto what you just said is what I'm guessing.
Oh, come on.
Just a hunch.
What do you do for a living,
All
Evie?
Right. I'm actually an x-ray tech, or as my boyfriend says, bone photographer.
Yeah.
That's super cool.
I had to go get a couple of those done about a month ago for my back. I was having weird back pains, and they had to x-ray my back. They didn't find anything, so I don't know what it is.
So the doctor basically just told him he was a wimp.
Yeah.
And he shoot him out
like,
of the arm.
Suck it up, buttercup.
There you go. You spent money for that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, supported you, Evie. That's what he's doing.
Yes, I guess so.
Do you have any good stories of how people broke bones?
I mean, I've x-rayed everything. I mean, you know, people cut fingers on lawnmowers, snowblowers, all kinds of things. But I'm not in an ER right now, so not quite as graphic. But
just that little bit made me cringe, so.
Yeah. We won't have to talk about it. I don't want you to pass out because I need these tickets.
Right. You got to have them. Are you prepared to sing We Are the Champions if you win?
Sure.
Okay, fair enough. I'm going to be asking Brandon some questions that women probably would be more likely to know. Jeremy will ask Evie some questions that dudes probably a little more likely to know. Best out of three wins, gets the prize, the tickets, gets the point for their side. If we're tied after regulation, which is three questions each, then we go to sudden death overtime. And we alternate who goes first. The boys do have the advantage today. Brandon, are you ready for me?
I'm ready. I've been doing my stretches in the background.
Okay, good. Listen, you mentioned that you have a wife, correct?
I do.
Then tell me, why would she want to purchase Pamprin? Why would she buy that?
Oh, that would be for menstrual-related symptoms.
That is correct. No, wait.
Wrong
I didn't mean to hit the buzzer.
Wrong button.
it's to relieve cramps and other aches. caused by that.
Maybe I should take that for my back.
Hey.
Maybe.
It doesn't really
work. Maybe. Did you say it doesn't or it does work?
It doesn't really work. Just use ibuprofen.
Oh, okay. Good. I wasn't actually going to take it.
Speaking as a woman.
Yeah. Right. But the question wouldn't have worked if I said, why would a woman purchase ibuprofen? See, then that's not going to
work. I hear you.
Come on, Evie.
100%. I understand.
Come on.
I'm just telling you.
See how you do with your first question.
All right, Bone Lady. What car brand produces the iconic 911 model?
Porsche.
Take a,
Porsche.
Yeah,
whatever
Porsche,
you want.
Yeah, Brandon, right. Don't whisper it. Or who's whispering it?
Oh, nobody. Yeah.
No, I'm calling BS on that. I heard Porsche.
No.
Who's
cheating? I know cars like you wouldn't believe.
You're cheating. You're cheating.
Who's cheating in this game?
Nobody.
Unless Brandon was whispering it.
No.
No, we're good. Not trying to make it more exciting than it already is.
No, absolutely not.
She's
cheaters never win.
You're cheating.
Nope.
I heard it plain as day. You're cheating. No help.
Give me another question if you'd like.
No help.
I'm up for it.
Well, you'll just get somebody else to help you with that one.
No.
Brandon's been tainted already.
I'm better at the men's questions usually than the women's. I hate to admit that, but yeah.
Back over to Brandon we go. Brandon, there's a TV show. Jeremy loves it. I liked it for the first couple seasons before I bailed out. And it's called The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. I need to know, what profession is The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel pursuing?
I believe that stand-up comedy.
That is correct.
Wow.
That is
good job.
So right. Back to Evie we go.
Back to
Evie's
the cheater.
Second question.
All right, Evie. What video game franchise includes games that have the subtitles Modern Warfare, Black Ops, and Ghosts?
Guess.
Can you ask that one more time? I swear to God, I'm not cheating. Did you say the video game brand?
No, you didn't get it.
That was loud and clear. We can't
loud
repeat
and clear.
The question. What's the answer?
Call of Duty.
Yeah, I'm not good with video games for sure.
He said duty. Brandon, here's where we stand. If you get this, you win the game, you get the tickets. You sing We Are the Champions, and the boys are on the board for the first time since March. If you miss it, Evie will have one chance to try to send it to overtime. What is the name of the mermaid in The Little Mermaid?
Which one? Ariel.
The first. Ariel is
Ariel's right.
The game is over. Evie, it's hard to go up against a guy who's going to be 3 for 3, no matter what you do.
Yeah,
you know what
he's
I mean?
Really he deserves
good.
It.
He's good.
He deserves it.
And are you ready
Woo-hoo!
To take some medicine, Evie?
Sure.
All right.
Boys rule.
Man, we haven't played that very much this year. Evie, have a great day. Thank you for being on the show,
you too.
Okay?
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I think that was the universe talking.
I think she was cheating.
I think the universe was talking.
Yep.
I definitely wasn't whispering Porsche.
Okay. Well,
maybe it was you. Was it you?
Oh, that would be fun. Just to try to make it exciting, like try to build some.
Somebody was whispering
it. Shot.
And if we were giving her hell and you whispered,
yeah,
I'm going to take those tickets for myself.
So the boys have not won a month since March. They're finally going to sing again. So, Brandon, you said you would. Here you go.
You're the champion, my friend.
Keep going.
We will keep fighting till the end. Bum, bum,
all right.
Bum. You're the champion. We champions. No time for losers. Cause we are the champions.
Your phone's cut now. You're killing your phone, man.
So bad.
I know. I think I'm going to have to buy new phone already.
Listen, if you will please stand by, Josh will come back. He'll tell you about those concert tickets, okay?
Woo-hoo! Thanks, right, boys.
Yeah, man. Hold on.
Okay, hold on. Go away.
I don't know about those two. Both of those people today. I don't know.